This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Military chiefs from the West African bloc ECOWAS held talks in Nigeria Wednesday about last week's coup in Niger after the regional economic bloc set a deadline for junta leaders to restore its ousted president or face a possible military intervention. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief Mariama Diallo reports.
With days left until a deadline to return power to Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, and Niger's neighbors, Mali and Burkina Faso, warning against any military intervention, tensions couldn't be higher in the Sahel this week. Nasiru Seydou is the head of the Voice of the Voiceless, a human rights organization. Speaking to VOA from Niger's capital, Niamey, he says he doesn't think ECOWAS will intervene militarily because they didn't do it in Burkina Faso or Mali during recent coups. He says dialogue should take center stage in situations like these. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump will be in court on Thursday to face charges he attempted to prevent the winner of the 2020 presidential election, Democrat Joe Biden, from taking office. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer says prosecutors may be aiming for a quick trial by not naming Trump's alleged conspirators in the plot.
More defendants mean more defense lawyers and more legal motions and more delays. Such a large cast of defendants would make it difficult for Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith to get Trump in front of a jury before the final stretch of the 2024 campaign. Not indicting the alleged conspirators does not mean that they won't face charges. Legal scholars, in fact, say they believe the alleged conspirators stand a very strong chance of being indicted and going on trial, possibly after Trump faces a jury. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military warned of possible drone attacks on the capital Kyiv early on Thursday. In a post on the Telegram messaging app, the military said anti-aircraft units were in operation around the city. Air raid alerts were in effect for the eastern half of the country. The medical peace organization International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War called for more protection of the Ukrainian Zaporizhia nuclear power plant on Wednesday. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
At a news conference in Vienna Wednesday, the IPPNW presented a study it had commissioned on the effects of a nuclear meltdown at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest such facility. The study indicated it was not possible to provide adequate disaster management at the plant during wartime and called for the creation of a non-military zone to protect the facility. Institute of Safety and Risk Sciences researcher Bernd Herdy told reporters the plant has become a potential weapon since its occupation by the Russian army in March of 2022.
A prepositioned dirty bomb, if you will, posing a danger to millions of people in Ukraine, neighboring countries, and the whole of Europe. Its security has become a bargaining chip in this war. We believe that the right to be spared from radioactive contamination should remain non-negotiable.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Amnesty International said Thursday that extensive war crimes are being committed by both sides in the four-month-old conflict in Sudan. The British-based human rights group said in a report that the crimes committed by the warring parties included sexual violence against girls as young as 12 and the indiscriminate targeting of civilians. Fighting broke out in April in the North African country between the Sudanese military and the paramilitary rapid support forces after months of rising tensions over the country's political future and plans to integrate the RSF into the national army. Pakistan and China are celebrating as the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, the centerpiece of Beijing's Global Belt Road Initiative, completes 10 years. The investment project has grown to more than $60 billion and provided Pakistan with crucial infrastructure. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Zara Zaman reports.
The Pakistani government says CPEC has so far created 200,000 jobs, built more than 1,400 kilometers of highways and roads, and added 8,000 megawatts of electricity to the national grid. And in the past 18 months, the country's deep-sea southwestern port of Gwadar has handled 600,000 tons of cargo. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
The United Nations on Wednesday called on countries to join efforts to contain the record-high traffic of U.S.-bound migrants and refugees crossing the treacherous jungle region linking Panama and Colombia, known as the Darien Gap. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.